Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the City of Arroyo Grande City Council meeting. This is Tuesday, June the 11th.
Here. Councilmember Brown.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Costello.
Here.
And Mayor Ferrara.
Here. Item three is our flag salute. We're very happy to welcome back Chief Mike Hubert from the Five Cities Fire Authority, who's going to do our flag salute for us today. If you would please remain standing for our invocation. Dr. Paul Jones is here to do that for us.
Please place your hand over your heart and repeat after me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty.
Would you please bow your heart with me in prayer? Our Heavenly Father, throughout history, many nations have built monuments to record victories in peoples and battles that they have conquered, and identify what they believe is the source of their nation's greatness and achievements. But America is unique. Our monuments have no records of people or nations conquered or the destruction of cities and empires. Our monuments contain the declaration that the source of our birth, the source of our liberty. Our nation was birthed by men who had a firm reliance upon Almighty God. And particularly expressed in our nation's capital is our nation's faith in God. It's inscribed on buildings and monuments and national symbols. In the Great Hall of the Jefferson Building is a Gutenberg Bible, and declared, "The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests." And many Bible quotations can be found on the ceilings and walls of buildings. President Calvin Coolidge, our 30th U.S. president, said, "The strength of our country is the strength of its, and our government rests on the teachings of the Bible." And so tonight, we are most grateful for the national heritage that has been left us by our founders and our forefathers. And it is in this spirit that we boldly affirm again tonight our nation's motto, "In God We Trust." Cause each of our friends whom we have freely elected to serve on our city council to lead us in righteous paths. May they manifest integrity of heart and transparency of spirit. Give each council member a new dimension of your divine enablement. Function through them as you did through King David, of whom the scripture records, "He led them according to the integrity of his heart, and he guided them by the skillfulness of his hands." We entrust our city council and their support staff and each citizen to your care and to your keeping for your honor and for our good tonight and in the future. This invocation we pray in the name of our gracious Savior and Lord. Amen.
Don't go away, Mike. You're not off the hook. We want to know what you're doing here.
Well, I'm pleased to be back, sitting in the fire chief's chair for the Five Cities Fire Authority and serving the three great communities here in South County. And I'm looking forward to working with all of you again and everybody's been very supportive, and it feels like generally glad to see me back. I don't quite know why, but so far, so good.
Good. Very good. Well, we appreciate you being here and doing our flag salute for us, and we're not going to let you go so easily this time. So,
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks
Thank
again,
you.
Mike. Good to see you again. Okay, moving on to item five on our agenda is agenda review. 5A is closed session announcements. And the council did meet on Tuesday, May 28th, 2013. And we discussed in that closed session meeting labor issues. And I want to make sure we're okay here. We have no reportable action out of that meeting. Okay. Item 5B, move that all ordinances presented for introduction or adoption be read in title only and all further readings be waived.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Item 6, special presentations. We have none this evening. Item 7, moving along, is community comments and suggestions. This is an opportunity for members of the public to come forward and comment on items that are not on this evening's agenda. The Brown Act restricts the council from taking any formal action on matters not posted on the agenda. We would ask that you keep your comments brief, 3 minutes or less. Please address the council as one body. Once again, anyone who would like to come forward with community comments and suggestions on items not on this evening's agenda. Anyone?
Good evening, members of the City Council. My name is Melissa Peters, and I'm here representing the Tobacco Control Program of the county. We work with local police departments to do tobacco compliance checks throughout the county. Recently, we did a compliance check with the Arroyo Grande Police Department. On April 8th, 2013, I worked with the police department to conduct a tobacco compliance survey of all the stores in Arroyo Grande. Arroyo Grande adopted a tobacco retail license in 2005. The fees collected from that license go to fund directly the compliance checks. The results of the survey are as follows. Of those 16 stores we surveyed, of 19 stores surveyed, 16 successfully refused to sell to our minor volunteer. If the council would like, I can mention them each by name, or we can just move on. What would you like?
You can just kind of summarize.
Okay. So 16 stores successfully refused, which is great. Unfortunately, 3 stores were unable to identify the underage buyer and did sell during this check. Those stores are Albertsons on Branch, Arroyo Grande, Valero on Grand, and the Chevron on Grand. All stores were sent education materials aimed to help bring up compliance, as well as offered a retail training from our program. Employees at the Albertsons and the Arroyo Grande Valero did participate in that training and were given education materials and an in-depth discussion on how to avoid future sales to minors. Consistent checks will be conducted with the Arroyo Grande Police Department and any Arroyo Grande retailer interested in a training class on how to avoid sales to minors free of charge is encouraged to contact our program at 781-5564. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Melissa. We appreciate the good work that you do.
Thank you.
Anyone else who would like to come forward? Community comments and suggestions? Once again, items not on this evening's agenda.
Hello, my name is Abraham, and I'm an intern with the San Luis Obispo County Tobacco Control Program, located at 2180 Johnson Avenue, San Luis Obispo. In 2010, the U.S. Surgeon General stated that there is no risk-free level of exposure to secondhand smoke. Smoke-free policies help landlords protect their tenants from the dangers of secondhand smoke and provide a benefit to the landlord's investment in their buildings. Smoke-free policies are healthier, cost-effective, safe, and legal for...
This project is located at the city's water tank property on Reservoir Road. Signal Wireless installed a 35-foot-tall monopine in 2006 at this particular site, and Verizon Wireless recently constructed a 35-foot-tall monopine about 70 feet away from the Singular facility. So AT&T has acquired the Singular facility and now proposes upgrades by installing 2 equipment cabinets on the existing concrete slab and installing fiber transmission lines from the new equipment cabinets to the new antennas. The existing lease area is about 800 square feet in size and can easily house the additional ground equipment. So the branches of the existing monopine are in part very natural. The staff advisory committee considered this project in March and provided draft conditions that mostly addressed aesthetics of the existing monopine. These have been included in mitigation measures in the resolution and require that all existing branches shall be replaced, and branches that extend past the antennas, they shall be covered, will have a heavy branch count, and also have socks that are made of cloth that have the faux needles on them to more readily screen those antennas. And then the applicant shall submit pine needle and sock camouflage samples to community development to make sure that they do indeed match the surrounding environment. And then all the accessory equipment must also be screened from public view. Committee recommended approval with the added condition to review the facility every 7 years for proper maintenance. And then the Planning Commission recommended approval without any additional conditions or mitigation. As with the previous AT&T project, the purpose of this upgrade is to improve signal transmission coverage service to AT&T customers. This is a photo simulation of how the existing and proposed monopine will look. The new branches extend out much farther, and the overall branch count, as you can see, is much fuller, helping to screen the antennas. And then this slide just shows more detail about how the branch structure will work. Because City Council originally approved, the city has determined that the project amendments are within the parameters of the existing lease agreement, and so therefore there's no changes to that lease agreement. So in conclusion, the Planning Commission recommends that City Council approve this project subject to the conditions and mitigation measures contained in the resolution. I'd be happy to answer questions.